The federal government shutdown continues with no end in sight, and it's about to get a lot worse for a lot of people. On Saturday, federal funds could start to run out for food aid and Head Start preschool programs. A week later, money runs out for WIC, the food aid program for low-income mothers and young children. WIC serves about 6 million people, but the biggest program threatened is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, also known as food stamps. SNAP serves some 42 million people, about 1 in 8 Americans, and it's never run out of money before, even during shutdowns. But this year could be different, and that's upset many elected leaders.
It is not a privilege to have food, it's a human right to have food.
Democrat Mike Waltz is the governor of Minnesota. He's announced $4 million in emergency funding for SNAP recipients in his state, though the state will not get reimbursed for that after the shutdown ends.
It's our money. It's our money they're holding on to in D.C. It's our money that's at USDA. It's our money that people went through the legislature and appropriated it, and it's being held. And now when we're filling this in, they're not going to reimburse us for you. So just to be very clear is, this has gone well beyond financial. This is not fiscal. This is a conscious choice to be cruel.
At the heart of the problem is a partisan legislative stalemate. Republicans want a simple, short-term, stopgap funding bill at current spending levels. Democrats are insisting on funding to extend health care subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is dead set against agreeing to that.
If you look at it objectively, you know that it is subsidizing bad policy. We're throwing good money at a bad, broken system, and so it needs real reforms. The reason it was never appropriate or never possible to be resolved on a simple CR, stopgap funding measure, is because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
Johnson wants to negotiate those deals after an agreement to reopen government. Until then, he's not open to negotiating the issue with Democrats like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
And we have a lot of work to do, but it is not a simple thing. And I am not going to go in a back room with Chuck Schumer, like he keeps demanding, with four people and make this decision. I will not do it.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says what's happening with the shutdown is part of what happens in totalitarian states. He spoke on CNN.
I think one of the reasons that President Trump is refusing to negotiate is because he likes the fact that the government is closed, because he thinks he can exercise king-like powers. He can open up the parts of the government that he wants. He can pay the employees who are loyal to him. I mean, this is a leader who is trying to transition our government from a democracy to something much closer to a totalitarian state.
Some Democratic leaders are planning to sue the Trump administration over its decision not to tap a contingency fund to prevent the SNAP cutoff. However that works out, Democrats like Murphy remain unhappy with the way the Trump administration is heading.
I just don't want to live in a world in which Donald Trump and a handful of billionaires decide which part of government works and which don't, which is why I would rather have him at the negotiating table tomorrow so that we can reopen the government and it can be a democratically elected Congress that decides what things get funded, not a handful of super rich dudes.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.